It seems to be difficult to try to get a handle on this economy. We're getting lots of mixed pictures. U.S. Concrete's a company that does business all over the United States, from New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, major builders here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Washington, D.C. Yeah, you see their concrete trucks everywhere. They ought to be able to give us a good gauge, and they recently came with earnings, and the earnings may be a little bit below expectations, but stock's still up pretty good for the year. Bill Sandbrook is the chairman, president, CEO of U.S. Concrete, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, David. Glad to be here.
Thank you. So tell me what's going on out there. I know there are lots of challenges, and toward the end of the year, there was this feeling that, the world was going to come to an end, so it didn't happily, but I would guess there was some postponement. What's the environment like now?
Yeah, it's somewhat difficult to gauge when you look at our earnings and basically other earnings of material-based companies because of the significant impact on weather on our results. I mean, for instance, at DFW, the airport, we had the second wettest year in the last 10, and we had 54.8 inches of rain, which was 40% more than the average. It was 65% more than 17, and we had similar situations in New York. And as you know, and as we've talked about before, when it rains, you can't pour concrete, especially in Dallas, because most things are flat work, data centers and distribution warehouses. And not only you can't pour that day, you can't pour for the next 3 or 4 days. So all of a sudden, you have diminished volume, and all the analysts and pundits are trying to read into, well, is that diminished volume as a result of weather, or is there something underlying in the economy? And as I said on my conference call, that there's nothing wrong with the underlying economy in any of our regions, whether it be California, DFW, New York, New Jersey, or Washington, D.C. It's simply weather.
And that's, I mean, I would imagine if it were just material costs or labor costs or just not getting your share of the, RFPs out there, that you could do something about that. You can't do anything about weather, though, can you?
You can only manage expectations. That's the frustrating thing about this. I mean, in the quarter, I'll just give you a couple quick highlights here. Our revenue was up 8.4%. Our concrete revenue was up 5.6%. This is from the previous fourth quarter of 2017. Our volume grew by 3%. Et cetera. And that was in a weather-impacted scenario. So I'm not worried about the underlying economy. In fact, we have a very healthy backlog. Our backlog at the end of January this year is exactly the same as the end of January last year, 8.2 million yards. It hasn't diminished at all, and our opportunities are abundant.
Well, let me ask you about the two variables, though, that I mentioned, because I've heard from others that they're beginning to see some inflation in materials costs, and that we're beginning to see some wage inflation. Any of that showing up for you?
Well, we have both of those, obviously, but it has to go through the whole supply chain. Our average ready mix prices are up 3% as well, and we have similar increases in our raw materials, which is aggregate, sand, gravel, and cement, and those costs are up. And obviously, in this labor situation, I mean, heck, in Dallas, unemployment rate, I believe, ended at, let's see, I have it right here. I have it at 3.5% at the end of December. At those low levels of unemployment, there's going to be natural wage inflation, and every producer has to pass it down the supply chain to his customers as well.
The diversification across the country, like I was saying, you go from San Francisco to New York City. When you have uniform weather that's bad across the board, I guess there's nothing you can do about it. Is this? I mean, do they tell you this is an El Nino phenomenon and it's going to pass?
No, we don't know. What I did do in my guidance on my annual call here was I stated that our 2019 guidance is based on a continuation of the 2018 and 2017 weather patterns. If, in fact, we go back to a more normal weather pattern, I'll be at the upper end of the guidance. Right. In continuation of where we have been in the last 2 years. I'll be in mid-range or, you know, certainly not as healthy as if it wasn't raining.
You say there's plenty of business out there. What kind of business do you see? I see infrastructure around here. I see DFW just finished a big runway project. LaGuardia happily is, you know, being reconstructed. Maybe there'll be high-speed rail between here and Houston.
Well, let me go over a couple of our big projects, specifically in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Let's say Facebook Data Center, I-35 West, Charles Schwab Westlake Campus, Passport Park, Grandscape, the Village at Town Center, General Motors Arlington Plant Expansion, 2000 Ross Avenue Tower, TxDOT Widening of Highway 67, Legacy Midtown Buildings A and B, Halls Arts Hotel and Residences, Shops at Broad Street. I mean, these go on and on and on, David, and that's just in DFW. And these are our large projects, and we have hundreds of others of smaller nature as well.
You have just instructed me to tear a hole in my pocket, get some money, and go buy some U.S. concrete stock. Bill Sandbrooks, the chair and president and CEO of U.S. Concrete. It's always good to check in with you, sir. Thanks for the time.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.